opening the work session on the Conference Committee on House Bill 2190.
How about 29? Ooh.
2190.
I've got 29.
Your staff gave you the...
So we doing that all day.
All right.
Yes, it is actually House Bill 2190. Dick, will you tell us what we have here in the amendments? The essence of them is...
What's wrong?
You have a sheet which summarizes those issues before you. Basically, the House passed a version which had no provisions relating to operators of tow trucks or transporters of manufactured structures. That was amended in the Senate to prohibit ODOT from collecting used fuel taxes from qualified operators of tow trucks and transporters for any year prior to 1988. And required ODOT to refund any used fuel taxes and penalties for years 1993 through 1997. And you also have an amendment then, a dash 7 amendment, which would modify this. And what it says essentially is that the unpaid amounts prior to 1996, all taxes, penalties, and interest would be waived. And then for the period 96 through 98, taxes would have to be paid, but the penalty and interest would be waived. And the people still owing taxes there would be allowed 5 years from the time that notice was given to pay those taxes. And then in terms of refunds or amounts that are already paid for the period 93 through 95, the operators would be eligible to claim a refund of taxes paid. Now, in addition, I've noted that in the discussion, some other questions have been raised here in terms of the way in which in Section 11A, the sort of qualified operators are defined. And if you look at that, it reads, the Department of Transportation may not collect taxes owed, and that as it's amended in the dash 7, it would read, may not collect taxes, interest, or penalties owed under the used fuel tax for any year prior to 1996 from a person who at the time of the liability was incurred held a transporter certificate or a towing business certificate, B, complied with all applicable requirements of ORS Chapters 825, which is the weight mile tax. And this is where the question or the confusion entered. Vehicles which are never operated over 26,000 pounds would never pay weight mile tax. So technically, if they complied, they never owed them, they never paid them. Okay, so that a conceptual amendment has been suggested then, which would renumber these subsections A, B, and C to B, C, and D, and then insert a new subsection A, or paragraph, or whatever we're in, and which would say was required to pay weight mile tax. So that clearly indicates that you're identifying the group of people who at least thought they were paying their taxes by paying weight mile taxes, which they have to pay when they're loaded or when they're over 26,000 pounds, but through a number of reasons did not pay the fuel tax when they operate below 26,000.
Okay. So we need to move both the conceptual amendment and the B7s, is that
correct? That's
correct. All right. Well, the chair would move adoption of the B7 amendments into House Bill 2190. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Chair would also move the following conceptual amendment in the B engrossed printed version of the bill on page 4 in section 11A to renumber the sections A, B, and C to be renumbered B, C, and D, and to insert a new section A using the following language, was required to pay weight mile tax. And this will answer the concern that Dick described about those particular vehicles. Is there any discussion of the conceptual amendment? Any objection? So ordered. So the chair moves that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated May 27th and that the bill be further amended by the B7 amendment and the conceptual amendment and be repassed. Is there any more discussion? Please call the roll.
Senator Heisman.
Aye.
Senator Starr.
Aye.
Representative Rosenthal.
Aye.
Representative
Aye.
Chair Miles.
Aye.
Aye. Senate Bill 2190 is moved. Do we need to now move to the floor, or is that that's the last motion? Do we need to move it to the floor as amended? Okay. Then the chair moves. That's actually what I meant to have the roll call on. Do we need another motion?
No. The motion you just did.
Yeah. That will do it. That'll send it back to the floor. Okay. So we need a carrier on the Senate side.
I'll carry it.
Senator Wild.
Yes, I'll carry it.
I'll carry it on the House side.
Thank you.
Any other business before the committee? You need to stay for the signing now.
That's right.
Six copies. Thank you all very much for your cooperation, and we're adjourned.
We've established that you are. Speakers.